Merriam-Webster's dictionary word of the year was slop, meaning content created by artificial intelligence in high quantity, but very, very low quality. From Will Smith eating spaghetti like a baby, haven't seen that one, thank God, to political blackmail, AI content is becoming concerningly difficult to distinguish from reality. Here to offer us a beacon of hope, and hopefully a couple of lifeboats, is tech enthusiast and friend of community radio, Lindsay Vassallo. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Danny, how are you doing?
Thank you very much for joining us here today. We've reached a point, I guess, where we literally can't believe our eyes with the images that we see online.
Absolutely. We have been seeing a lot of content and discourse that has just been piped up by various forms of like large language models and just AI in general. And I think it is a matter of time that we should really be discussing that for the general public.
I mean, obviously, it's very, very important things. What are some of the ways, so like when we're seeing these weird images online, you're like, oh, I don't know if that's real or not. What are some of the ways that we can use to identify AI slop when we see it?
Yeah, very good. It does come in various shapes and forms because, you know, you've got different services. But if you are going to consider, the credibility of an AI image or even just text as well, first thing you should always confirm is if there's a credit to it. So whether it be like a
photography. Oh, yeah, like a photography credit.
Yeah, like very, it's a very universal thing, you know, photography credit or if an article has a credit to someone and you can source who they are if they got some online presence. But also when it comes to images, sometimes the images aren't that, the textures aren't that detailed. Sometimes they can have a bit of like noise in them or some form of like very glossy sheen. You sometimes notice like some AI images have a bit of like that glossy, smooth sheen to it.
Yeah.
That could also happen. Not all of them. Some of them could be really realistic, but a lot of them can also have that as well. And also just another way of going about it is if there is like, especially if it's like a public event or like a well-known figure at a certain date or time, try and compare particular verified images with that one. And that's how you are able to see inconsistencies.
That glossy sheen you talk about there, should we expect that is going to get better or not get better, get more realistic?
Yeah, it could still be very possible that it happens. Like a lot of stuff in many ways of trying to crack down on AI can sort of become a bit outdated over time, but there are still ways to be able to overcome that. I mean, it's in many ways similar to how Photoshop prevailed when it came to misinformation from decades, from even just like a few years ago. Yeah. There was ways of like going through websites through like, I remember using photo forensics to use various like data to analyze.
All right, so it looks at the image and it's able to determine whether it's been altered in like an image editing program like Photoshop or others.
Yeah, and there was also one called like ELA, so for layman's terms it's like error level awareness, so it's like it shows if something's been edited with in certain sections and it shows you that. We don't really have a program like that just yet for AI, but there are online places to try and use AI detector, but I would not recommend them because they are still very inaccurate, but it's a precursor to what we could see as a way to counterattack a lot of these AI slop.
Can we opt out of this? I mean, I've accepted every cookie that I've been offered by the internet, but they are starting to taste suspicious. And I saw sort of something online the other day. It's like, oh, you've got to set your search engine to sort of like 2021 settings or something like that. So it's pre-AI. So you're not sort of, so if you're searching for something online, the first hit that you're getting isn't something that is an AI-generated one.
Yeah, there are ways of going about it. And that is one tip too. But you still also have to be very much informed about what's going on in this day and age. There are various channels and like Instagram profiles that I've even followed that try and analyze various forms of AI video and images.
Yeah.
But there are ways of also being able to try and detach yourself from this algorithm and AI content. So one thing I do is like there's a... I have like an extension called a uBlock. So a uBlock Origin. So it's like an ad blocker. So I think everyone knows about ad blockers, right? So you remove an ad, you don't have to see an ad. But one thing in this particular extension is that it's got like a My Filters category. And if you get the web address, very simple here, but web address, and if you get like a particular code for the element on a web page, you essentially can remove certain features. So I've used this to try and remove AI Overview, Gemini, and other types of like AI features on like search engines and stuff like that.
Okay.
And yeah, helps filter it out. So those are some ways of going about it. But you got to have to also be a bit mindful of how AI is evolving in order to better understand it. Like, as the saying goes, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
That is words to live by. Lindsay Vassallo, I think obviously this is something that is going to be an evolving situation. Any chance we might be able to call upon you in the year 2026 to discuss further?
Well, as long as no AI clone tries to assassinate me.
Is it? Oh my God. Do we even have the real Lindsay here in the studio with us right now? Yeah, and I can't believe that new photo you got on your social media there. I can't believe you dunked on Michael Jordan. That's amazing. Hey, thank you so much for joining us here. Wishing you all the best for the silly season. You take care of yourself,
won't
you?
Yeah, same with you.